Bec Neist is the head of restaurants for Uber Eats in Australia and New Zealand. She's here to talk today to Squizzes about how Uber Eats is helping restaurants across the country use Uber's technology to grow, to drive demand for their products also, and the solutions available to them to quickly get their products to customers. First, Bec, though, a bit about you.
Yeah, hi, Kate. So, as you mentioned, I work at Uber Eats, which is fun and fantastic. A little bit more about me, I guess. I live in Newtown, love going to all the different restaurants there. Mm. I have a young family, couple of young kids, and my husband as well, and a lovely Labradoodle too. So, it's a little bit about me.
We've worked a bit with Uber Eats and Uber here at the Squiz, and we know you guys work really hard. There's constantly things happening, particularly in the tech space. So let's talk a little bit about that. Customer habits have changed a bit across the last year. I think everyone knows why, a little thing called a global pandemic. It seems people, Bec, are relying on delivery more than ever.
It's kind of been amazing to see consumer demand for delivery is absolutely growing. I think for us at Uber last year, we saw the first time that delivery actually eclipsed ride sharing globally in terms of gross bookings. Only just though, so last month was actually the highest month since March 2020 for ride sharing. So we're seeing great recovery there as well.
How is Uber Eats responding to that? I guess you've had to move quite quickly to accommodate that kind of change.
We have been, I guess, growing our selection for eaters, trying to have as many restaurants on the platform as possible, and also adding new eating occasions, which is fantastic for both consumers, but also restaurants as well. So things like bringing a pickup product to market that allows consumers to order through the app and then actually pick the order up from the restaurant has been great. Mm. We're also looking at bringing in a dine-in product where, you know, restaurants can leverage our technology in their restaurant to actually allow consumers to order more efficiently from their table, which will really help restaurants have the most efficient operations in restaurant dining experience.
That brings me to a question I was going to ask a little bit later, but I'll ask it now. I guess that means that while people are less and less dining in, it doesn't mean there's going to be a demise in sort of the bricks and mortar restaurant experience.
If anything, we think delivery is sort of on top of the in-store dining experience. And that's why we're thinking about the future of in-restaurant dining as well at Uber Eats and what that might look like and what role technology can play. Our success is very much aligned to restaurant success, and we feel that consumers absolutely love going into a restaurant, enjoying that experience of sharing a meal with others, that face-to-face interaction with the restaurant staff, and nothing will ever replace that, right?
Yeah, hear, hear. The only thing stopping me is lack of babysitter, or else I'd be in restaurants every weekend.
Yeah, absolutely.
To the business owner now, Bec, I guess there'd be a few of those listening. Tech can be pretty daunting for people whose primary reason really for working in hospitality is food and service and working with people, not really sitting behind a computer and figuring out how to improve the technology in their restaurant. What do you say to business owners out there who are making the transition into what is an increasingly digital environment?
Yeah, absolutely. I can totally understand that. And what I would say is embrace it. You know, it is a big business opportunity for restaurant owners, and it can make your life a lot easier as well. And that's the feedback that we get from our restaurant partners. I think they see it as a great opportunity to grow their business and have a additional kind of e-commerce business on top of a really thriving in-store trade. And, you know, we work with local restaurant partners to understand how we can best support them both online and offline. And we also work with the Restaurant and Catering Association as the peak industry body to understand, you know, what are restaurants' needs, what are their pain points, and how can we best support that as a business.
I'm hungry now, Bec. Nearly lunchtime, isn't it?
Yeah, me too.
Thanks so much for joining us on the Squiz Today podcast.
Thanks.
This interview is brought to you by our podcast partner, Uber.